Agudavach, everybody, Mazel Tov on all the Mesaimen. We're up to Halacha Ches, and Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the last blot and a half of Masechta Demonim, Yirtzeh Hashem. So it's compared to the previous pages in terms of the math. This is actually a piece of cake. Misha Hilasar Shuras Shal Eser Kadayayin, a person had 10 rows of 10 barrels of wine. Amar Shurach Itzayno, Achas Meiser. So let's say they're all, you've got 100 barrels, and you're going to take off Meiser, you need to take off 10 barrels, 10% of 100 is 10, and you say one of the outer rows should be Meiser. Now, you don't remember what you said, or the person who said it died and is no longer available to ask. Whatever the case is, Akasha from Meiser, like we say, we don't know which outside row is Meiser.
There's no
B'dikas Chometz. It sounds like B'dikas Chometz, yeah. Ah, yeah. Oh, good to vach.
So here's the picture.
When did you start?
We just started this second.
When did you start?
10:15. It's now, what time is
now
it?
Where are you?
It's 10:16. We're on Ayin Vav Amud Beis. We got up to Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Yeah, we're starting at the Mishnah. So we're talking about a person that has 100 barrels, 10 rows of 10 barrels each, so 100 barrels. He said that there was one row, which is one of the outside rows, is Meiser. And so now, as far as Meiser is concerned, that's really not a problem because you could eat Meiser and you don't know which one it is. But the problem is obviously Trumas Meiser. You have to take off one of those 10 barrels has to be taken for Trumas Meiser. Which barrel are you going to have to take? So one might have thought, oh, I've got four outside rows, and I've got whatever, so I should have to take four barrels in order to take off for sure. So the answer, the Mishnah says, no, there's an easier solution. The Mishnah says, Naito shtei chavios luchson.
Diagonal.
What?
You said diagonal.
That's right. You take off the two... You take off the two diagonal. So if it's A through J and 1 through 10, so it's A1 and J10. Bingo. So you have two barrels that you take off. That way you're covered for sure. Rows A through 10 and A through J are covered, and 10 through J and J through 10. So you got for sure you cover it that way. So you saved. You only lost one barrel as a result of not knowing. That's not too bad considering what it could have cost you. Next. Now, let's suppose you say, Chatzi Shura Hachitzono. Is that the next case? That's the second case, yeah. Chatzi Shura Hachitzono Achas Meiser. He says half the outer row is Meiser. You don't know which one is half row. So now what you do is now you take off four barrels from the four corners. So in other words, what you have here, just to zero in on the lemaisa here. So if you're doing a half an outer row, that means you're taking five barrels, okay? Five barrels are going to be meiser. So that means you're not taking Meiser on all 100 barrels. You're only taking Meiser on 50 barrels. There are 100 barrels here, so what's going to be with the other 50? We're going to say soon in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to say that he took Meiser from that, from Makom Acher. But before we get that, right now we think, at the Havamina now, we think it's all Tevel. And you only took off five Meiser for 50 barrels, okay? So now, which half row was it? It was one of the outside rows, but we don't know which one. So here, you have to increase the number. Noitel, arbochavius, me arbozavius, you take out four barrels from all four corners. That way, you're covered for each half row. Okay? Shur achas meiser. Now, we have the third case, which is, he says, one row is meiser. Then you do ezu, you don't know which row you meant. Noitel, shur achas luchson. Now, you take one barrel at an angle all the way up the entire row. So in our case, in our pictures here, if you're watching, in diagram E, so you're going to take A1 through J10, alternating all the way down 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That way, if you're doing it that way, you're sure to cover every single row, in, whether it's horizontal or vertical. You'll have one from each row. Okay? This is all very simple. Chatzi shur achas meiser. What if he says one half of a row is meiser? Then you do it. You don't know which half row you were taking. It could be a half row anywhere. It could be in any direction, vertical or horizontal. You don't know which one. So then, neitel shtei shuros lochs. And then you got to do is you take two diagonal rows and you take shuros meiser from them. Of course, in this case, in all these cases where you don't know, so you don't give it all to the kohen necessarily. You have to give him, I guess, you know, what's coming to him, which is, what is it? He's supposed to get one barrel, I guess, right, out of the whole thing. And then you go ahead and you'll sell him the rest, right? Chavisachas Meiser. What if he says one barrel is Meiser in the whole thing? You don't know which one it is. Then you're going to take 1/10 of every barrel and make a Trumas Meiser, because that way you're for sure you got your barrel. So that's 100 times 1/10, which is a total of 10 barrels. You give the Kohen 1/10 of a barrel and 9/10 of barrel that you could sell to him, right? That would be the bottom line. So this is fairly simple. That's the end of the Mishnah.
So the question you had was, why is he only designating one barrel for Meiser if there are 100 barrels?
Yeah.
Okay, so we still have that question.
We're still going to have that question, okay. Yeah. He says in footnote 15 that the status of the remaining 90 barrels of the store will be discussed in note 2 on the Gemara. All right. Let's wait. Let's be patient. Now we're on the Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? So the Gemara is talking about the second case where you don't know where the half rows. So we said you have to go ahead and take from all four corners, right? Because it could be a half row at the top left. Half row at the top right, half row vertical, horizontal, top right, top left, same thing on the bottom. So you have to take all four corners, so you're covering all four half rows. So the Gemara asks a simple question. Look, you only took 5, so that means you covered 50, so you have four corners. You have this requirement to take 4 barrels. I got a simple etzah. Finish taking Meiser on the rest of the 100 barrels. Make the whole row, right? The whole row, which is the completion of the original row, wherever it is, should be Meiser. Now you're back to the first case. Now you have a whole row of Meiser. You don't know which one. We took 2 barrels from 2 opposite corners. And that way we don't lose out 2 barrels. Why in the case of the 5, couldn't you give a simple etzah? Finish taking the Meiser on the remaining 50 barrels and set it up so that you only have to take it on the 2 corners. That's the kash of the Gemara. The first kash of Yitol Shnayim, that's what that means. Yitol Shnayim, why doesn't he do it that way? So the Gemara answers are claimed B'Shem Rabbanu B'Kisrin K'shehifrish Chatzim in Makam Acher. That we're talking about a case, like I mentioned to you earlier, where the 50 barrels, you had already taken Meisers from it from Makam Acher from another pile, so you actually don't have 100 tevel here. You only had 50 tevel and 50 were masukin already, and so you're stuck. And that's why we have to give this etzah. Okay, and that's going to be the case probably for all the cases of the Mishnah, right? That's probably what he says in footnote 2. So, let's see here. Does he mention it over here? Yeah. That's the brackets in footnote 2. If you read the brackets, you'll see that's what he's explaining. Okay, next. Now we're going to cite a brisa that describes in other cases of doubt how you could avoid potential loss. This is like Eitzah Taiva Kamashma over here. Tony, so here's the case. You have 2 chavias, 2 barrels of Meiser, these 2 barrels are going to hold Meiser, which are Tevel, that means they haven't had Trumas Meiser taken from them. But this is what's unique about these 2 barrels. One barrel is going to be Meiser of Tahar, that it's not Tomei, and one Meiser barrel is going to be Tomei, and you don't know which one is Tameh, you don't know which one is Tahar. So this is a complicated case, because it's not complicated in the sense that the case itself is not complicated, but it complicates your position, because when you take off, you could just take off Trumas Maaser from both barrels, but you don't know which one is Tameh and which one is Tahar, and you won't be able to eat any of these four. When I say two of each, I don't know why I said two. Trumas Maaser, let's say the barrel holds, I assume that it's 100 lugin of fluid in each barrel. I'm making that assumption, of course. So if you have 100 lugin in each barrel of Maaser, so the Trumas Maaser is going to be 10% of that. It would be 10 lugin of Maaser you have to take out of each barrel. So let's suppose I take out 10 lugin from barrel number 1, 10 lugin from barrel number 2. Now I have 20 lugin of Trumas Maaser, and no one knows what to do with it because I can't eat. I'm a Kohen. I can't eat any of it because one of these is Tameh. So you're giving me nothing. You're giving me stuff that I can burn underneath my coffee pot, and it's liquid. It's not going to burn too well. So it's useless. So that's not good. So what do you got to do? So this price is going to give us a great etzah. Look at what it says. Harez it maybe shnei leginim. Bring two containers, okay? Two empty containers. Put it down in front of these two barrels. Now go to barrel number 1 and take out the total necessary Trumas Maaser for both barrels from the barrel. In other words, go into barrel number 1, take out 20, in my example, 20 lugin of wine, and say the following. You're going to say the following. You take out from the first barrel enough Trumas Maaser for both barrels. And from the other one, from barrel number 2, same thing. So what you do is you're going ahead and you're taking out the 20 and you're putting it in empty container number 1. And you say, look, if this is the Tahar one, so then I want this Tahar wine to be what? Trumas Maaser for both barrels. Because you can be mafresh a Truma Tahira on Maaser Tameya. That's not a problem. In other words, even though the Maaser is Tameya over here, but if I've got some Maaser Tahar over here, I can be mafresh Maaser Tahar and be motzi, in other words, be misaken, I should say, is a better word, be misaken the Maaser Tameh, because like this, the Kohen gets to eat it, right? So it's actually ideal. So I say, if this is the one, if this is Tahar, so I'm making a Trumas Maaser. And if it's the Tameh one, lo asisi klum. I don't want it to be chal at all. Nothing. Zero. I want it to remain Maaser betibulo. Maaser betibula, right? In other words, the 20 lugin that I took out of this Maaser will remain the same way it was when it was in the barrel, you know, with the other 100. Now that the 20 are in this separate barrel, it's just, I just took off 20, that's all I did. It's exactly the same way it was before. 20 Maaser, which are betibula, which still owe Trumas Maaser on it. And then I go to the second barrel and I say the same nusach, right? So look what I've accomplished now. Now I have two barrels. Each one has 20, right? One has 20. Let's just first discuss one thing. Regardless of which one is Tameh and which one is Tahar, let's just look at it from a global perspective. Have I been misaken the Trumas Maaser requirements on these two barrels? Yeah. Absolutely. It's either in barrel Ligin number 1 or Ligin number 2, right? These two separate containers that I borrow here. The only question is, I don't know I still don't know which one is Tameh and which one is Tahar.
Right.
But, why is that not a problem? Because, let's see why it's not a problem. Let's gonna see what he's going to do. Next page. The Shoseh. The Kohen can drink from one container. Let's see what's saying. Let's just read it to Tom. As a result, one container contains exempt and miser, that is Tomei. The other contains exempt and miser, that is Tohar. The Kohen can drink wine from either container. One container contains Tomei wine. Oh, that's right. Right. If, remember, we made a condition. This is what I keep forgetting. We made a condition. We said, if this is Tomei, lo asisi klum. So that means that the barrel that has Tomei in it, what is it that's Tomei in there? No. I was masakin everything.
The 80 everything. Lube. You said the 80
lugim. I'm not talking about the 80. I'm talking about the two barrels of 20.
The two kadim.
The two luginim. The two luginim. So I have a total of 40 in the luginim.
It's Mesukah, but it's Tomei.
It's Meiser. I didn't look. Remember, it was 100 lugin of Meiser Tomei originally. Let's just take an example. Let's assume number A was really the one that was Tomei.
Okay.
So I took out 20 lugin, and put it into lugin number one. And I made a declaration. I said, if it's Tahar, it should be the Trumas Meiser on both. If it's not Tahar, it's Loyasisi Klum.
Right.
Which means, what am I left with? 20 Lugin of Tomei Meiser. Right? It was Meiser before Tomei, and now it's Meiser Tomei now. Also, I just took 20 out of the barrel of 100. I'm left with 80 and 20.
Right.
Okay? Now let's go to the other one. The other one was Tahar. And when I took out the 20 and put it into Lagin, I made a condition. I said, let this one be Trumas Meiser for both barrels if it's Tahar. Is it Tahar? Yes, it is. Guess what? What do I have left? Trumas Meiser, 20 Lugin of Trumas Meiser, which is Tahar.
Right.
Can I, the Kohen, drink both barrels? I certainly can, because there's no issue to eat Meiser Tomei. Meiser Tomei is Mutter Ba'achila.
The Trumas Meiser,
and I know that my Trumas Meiser is Tahar, because I was careful with my condition when I was Mafreshin. I said, only want this to be Trumas Meiser if it came from the Tahar.
Gotcha.
You got it?
I didn't know that the coin could have the Meiser Tomei.
That's the trick. That's right, correct. You got the trick, everybody online?
Does the Kohen have to be Tyvel each barrel?
That's exactly what we're about to discuss. When does the Kohen have to be Tyvel? That's going to be a Machlokas we're going to say right now. Now, we're only really talking about the 20 and the 20, because that's the subject. We're not discussing the 80s. The 80s we're not discussing at all. We're really discussing, how is it possible to be mafresh Trumas Meiser from these two barrels and end up with a case where the Kohen can eat everything? We're focused only on the Kohen, not on the other stuff. The other stuff is,
Why don't we say a Levi?
Say a Levi what?
Why are we using a Kohen that's drinking the wine and not
because
a
Levi? Because the Kohen is going to be the one that's going to end up with these 40.
Trumas Meiser.
What?
Why not a Levi?
There's Trumas Meiser here.
Because of Trumas Meiser.
Because one of them is 20 lugin of Trumas Meiser. Levi can't eat it. We don't know how much. We don't know which barrel has the 20 Trumas Meiser, which is Tahar. So we're gonna have to give all 40 to the Kohen. I mean, we're not gonna give them. We're gonna sell them, right? We're gonna sell them 20, right? Shaisa. So then the Gemara says Shaisa. He drinks the first. The first barrel, right? The Tovel, and then he goes to the mikvah. Because why? Because let's say the first one was the Meiser Tomei. So what happens when he drinks the Meiser Tomei? He becomes Tomei. So now he can't go and drink the Trumas Meiser because he's Tomei now. Begufo, he has to be Tahar when he eats that Trumas Meiser, right? So he'll be Tovel in the mikvah, and then he'll go eat the other one. So Mamarashav, he's covered. If the first one was Tahar, so he went to the mikvah for no reason, so he loses his $10 he had to give the mikvah, okay?
He's a member.
Yeah. That's the Tanakhama. Rebbe. Divrei Rebbe. This is Rebbe's opinion that you could drink the first barrel, go to the mikvah, and then drink the second barrel. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, listen to this. Eino tov elo l'besof. No problem. You don't have to go to the mikvah at all. You could drink the first group and then go drink the second group. Maybe the first group was Tomei. The Teretz is, we're going to see in a second. My time with the Rebbe, Ani Omer Shema Shosat Mashkin Tmei Tkila. Rebbe is very simple. Why do you have to go to the mikvah? Because maybe you drank something Tomei. That makes perfect sense.
So is he making, if he drank the first one,
yeah,
and it's Tomei,
yeah,
so he's making the second one Tomei as he's putting it into his mouth?
The second one, if he wouldn't go to the mikvah?
Correct.
Yeah, if he wouldn't go to the mikvah, he would be Tomei as soon as he puts it in his mouth.
So
correct.
Is that an issue with doing that?
With Trumas Meiser, it certainly is. You're not allowed to be Tomei yet. Okay, now we're on Zion Obeys. My time under Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, what's he hold? Ani Omer, Shema Shosa Mashkin Tameyim. I say, perhaps.
Besof.
What? Besof. I say, maybe he drank the Mashkin Tameyim, Besof at the end. In other words, there's a possibility that Hitaka was not Tomei from the first group and that the Tomei Mashkin was at the end. So why is that not a problem? So Shad is like this, because he holds that the din mashkin tmeim or metame your guf is a din drabonon, and since it's a sveka drabonon, you can go lakula. That's the trick here. Rebbe held that that's not a din drabonon. Rebbe held this, I think, a din derice. I'm not sure. There's apparently a mishnah. Let me just find where it says over here. Take a look at footnote 12, I think it is.
It's Mishnah and Taurus.
Mishnah and Taurus, correct. Let's see what it says here. A person whose tummy may not partake of any type of truma by biblical law, a person can contract truma only from an avatoma. You can never contract truma from foods, either by contact or ingestion. In other words, if I eat something tamei, it's not matamei my guf, midai raisa, under any condition. But there is one of the yudchas davars, that's in the end of the source parak of Shabbos, the yudchas davars, one of the gzeras that they made was that if I eat something tamei, that my guf is also tamei for truma. There's a special gzeras that they made for truma. So it says over here, the reason for the decree is that people have a tendency to eat food together with drink. So if you're going to put tummy mashka in your mouth, you'll end up eating truma together with that in your mouth, and you'll be matami that, because the mashka, which is tummy, is matami other eichlin. That's a different shot there, Raisa. So to prevent such an occurrence, they decreed whoever drinks tummy beverages is himself tummy as well, and you can't even touch truma till you go to the mikvah. That the rule there is, by the way, remember, to remember this side point here, because it's going to come in again in a second, that's only if you drink a revius of a lug. The only time the Chachamim said that if you drink mashkin tmeim, that it's a matame yaguf, is if you eat a quarter of a lug. So whatever that is, 3.3 ounces, let's say, for example. So let's make it 4 ounces just to make it easy. So you have to drink the 4 ounces in order to become tummy. If you drank just 2 ounces, you're not tummy. Even on their own bonnet, right? So, in our brisa, one container contains tamei wine. The other container contains trumas meiser. If he drinks the tamei wine first, he can't drink the trumas meiser wine afterwards until he goes in the mikvah, right? So, therefore, you have a machlokas Rebbe, who says you go to the mikvah first. And you have the other one who said, let's see, and then 14, 16 he brings over here. He doesn't quote the Mishnah. He just says it's in contrast. That Rebbe is of the opinion that even beverages of uncertain tuma contaminate their drinker. In other words, Rebbe held, even though you're drinking these mashkim, which you're drinking, You don't know whether it's tamei or not because you don't know which barrel was tamei. So it's a suffik mashkin tameim. Rabbi holds even suffik mashkin tameim are matamei the guf, that you can't touch truma, and therefore you have to go to the mikvah after you drink the first one. That's in contrast to the ruling of the Mishnah Trumas 4:11, that all cases of uncertainty concerning rabbinic drabonans are considered tahar. So that Mishnah holds not like Rebbe. So Rebbe's arguing on that Mishnah, no problem. Rebbe can argue on that Mishnah. But Rebbe Lev Reb Tzadik is coming out exactly, Rebbe Lev Reb Shimon rather, is coming out like that Mishnah. And since it's a suffix, so you're not matami the guf. That's basically what it says over here. Okay. Hakol moedim b'shoyis mashkin tameim. Shumu also like a philosophic truma. Everybody agrees if you drank for sure mayim mashkin mosha tamei, if you know that this is vade tamei, this drink I'm about to drink and I drink it, so everybody agrees that you're not allowed to eat truma even if it's a suffolk truma, right? If this thing I'm about to eat might be truma, you can't eat it. That's no question. Suffolk mashkin. Now, if I drank mashkin, which we don't know whether they're tamei or not, which is our case that we're dealing with over here, the first part is not negeah, but this is where it's negeah. If I drink suffolk mashkin, kol am amoydi, everybody's going to agree, shum moto like lafilu truma vade. Then everybody agrees he can even eat truma vade. In other words, we're trying to kind of like push home the point that since this is only din drabanan, for sure, sveika drabanan is lakula. No one argues on the concept of sveika drabanan lakula. So how can anyone hold that if you drank mashkin, which are suffolk, whether they're tamei, that it would be matamei or gufta, you can't touch the truma? So we're not understanding Rebbe. How can you explain Rebbe is arguing on that Mishnah? That's basically the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara answers, Elokan on kayomin padomas isa. We're talking about this case. He drank wine, the Kohen drank wine from both containers. One he drank a revius, and the other, he drank less than a revius. Got this case? He drank a revius from barrel number one, and he drank less than a revius from barrel number two. My Tamad Rabbah is Reb Shimon. Miyachash Aydei Zev, Aydei Zev, Nisbar HaTumah, Ton Tfilah. It's only by virtue of the first and second container that he becomes Tamei Vadai. In other words, he's going to have to drink both cups of wine to really come into a suffix, right? Why is it both? The Kohen needs to immerse himself in the mikvah only after drinking from both containers, because after he has done so, it is certain that he drank tamei wine. But not if he drank less than a shear. Not if he drank less than a revius, though. 1 second. Yeah, that's the whole point. That's what he's saying. It follows, he's not required to immerse himself unless he drank an amount from each sufficient to render him tamei, which means a complete revius from each one. Thus, in the case of which we speak, where he drank less than revius from one of the containers, he does not require immersion in the mikvah, meaning he doesn't have to go to the mikvah altogether. And Konami, you're right. We're changing it, right? This is when he said, okay, so footnote 10, he says, when he said that you have to have immersion after the end, he meant to say only after drinking a revius from each container. But in Echanami, if you drank less than a revius from one of the containers, then you won't even have to go to the mikvah at all, right?
Right.
Since in our case he didn't drink a revius from one of the containers, you haven't reached the end, and no immersion is required. Right. I don't understand what we're gaining by saying this. Let's suppose he would drink a revius from each container. He's still, after the first container,
he has to go to the mikvah.
Why? It's suffolk. He doesn't know whether it was matami him or not. So therefore, and we just said that if it's suffolk, it's sake d'rabban l'kula. So of course he doesn't have to go to the mikvah. What are we gaining by saying that he drank from the second one less than revius? What do you have to say that for?
Because you only if he drank less, is it a suffix?
Yeah. Okay. Now Rebbe holds what? My time with the Rebbe. Rebbe holds Shalyovali de Revius. Then Anakanami. If he drank less than Revius, then he taka would be a suffix. But we're afraid he's gonna end up like Xer Dalbonon, he's making it up here, Xer Dalbonon, he might come to drink Revius.
From each.
Yeah, exactly. My time with Rebbe Rebbe Shimon, why isn't he worried for Rebbe's Xera? Shaisa Pak Revius. He drank less than Revius. And he's not geyser. He holds you not geyser. Okay.
According to Rebbe, why did it spek sveika?
Sveik sveika. How is it a sveik sveika? Give me the case. You have to speak out the case you're talking about. Give me all the details. So he starts off. He drank a revius from barrel number one. He has a suffix. He doesn't know whether this mashkin was tummy or not tummy. Suffix mashkin tumeim is not metame a person because it's a sink of the rabbanon. So guys, he
got
it's a sink of the rabbanon. He's tar. What happens next? It's only going to be if he goes and he takes another drink of a revius from the other barrel that he knows for sure he drank mashkin tumeim. But meanwhile, before he drank that from the other barrel, he's tar, he should be able to finish the whole barrel. So why does Rebbe say that he has to go to the mikveh before drinking from the second barrel? Teretz is, we're talking about a case where he drank less than revius from the second barrel. At this point, Rebbe is gozer, maybe you'll come to get mixed up, to think that you don't have to go to the mikveh and you can finish your first barrel. And you can go ahead and start eating the second barrel. So he's saying, no, you drank from the second barrel as well, so now we're afraid maybe you'll come to drink a whole revius from the second barrel, in which case you for sure became tamei. If you for sure became tamei, then you have to go to the mikvah. That's basically
even without drinking the revius.
With drinking the second revius. Rebbe is saying that even though you drank the pachas revius, but with geyser you're going to come to drink your revius. Yeah.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The English doesn't have a my time of the Rav Shimon as a question.
It does.
It's a question.
Oh. Yeah, that's a question, but we're answering B'shos HaPachas Merivias. That's the answer.
No. I'm saying next. The next to my time.
No, that's the one I'm talking about. It's the last few lines. My time of the Rav Shimon.
Right.
Answer the Gemara B'shos HaPachas Merivias. Because he drank less than Merivias. Then the Gemara says, "Less than the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Shloyov leDervius. Why isn't he worried about what Rebbe's chashish for?"
Right.
So, because of that question, the Gemara rejects the second explanation, and it says, "Am Rabbi Yisrael Rabbon in Lucha Ela Kadem Pesra Kadmaya." So, it must be you have to go back to the first explanation that we said, which was what
Rebbe
chashish Shema Shasa Mashkin Tumim Batkila. He's afraid. You don't know which one was tummy. Maybe the first one was tummy, and therefore you're choshesh. The rules are Rebbe Shimon choshesh, Shemar Shasam Hashem tummy. But Sophie, he only is worried at the end. But
we're not talking about less than a revius.
We're not talking. They reject that whole thing with the revius.
The whole scenario.
Yeah. So that'll be it. We'll go over the last couple of lines again at the siyum. Yitz Hashem Hadron Aloch Vesechtas Demai. Okay. Mazel tov, everybody.
Are you starting Kalayim tomorrow?
We'll start Kalayim tomorrow night, Mitz Hashem.
Yes.
The first Mishnah. Yes. I want to start the first Mishnah right now.
That's the Minhag. Right? That's the Minhag. you never leave it. Never leave at the end.
Chayim. This Masechta is going to talk about the four. I think it's four times. Like there's a there's Chayim Begadim, right? We're in Chayim like Shatna, as we're familiar with. There's Chayim Zrayim. That's where you're mixing things that you plant with, right? Planting with. And then there's Chayim Behema. That's where there's two cases of Chayim Behema. Either like Sacharsh, the Shor and Chamor Yaktov, you can't go ahead and plow with the Shor and Chamor together. And you also can't crossbreed two breeds as well. And that's true about crossbreeding is where we learn out also you're not allowed to crossbreed against a tree as well. So the first mission begins, Hakitim v'hazunim ein klayim zeh v'zeh. If you had wheat and darnel are not klayim with each other. Now it's an interesting thing what darnel is. Darnel is apparently this poisonous wheat that grows up together with regular wheat. It's actually poison for a person, but it can be used for Michael Behemo. It is Klayim, even though it's not Roy Lo Adam, which is a fascinating thing. Okay, call to
Abba. Wait a minute, you can tell them apart?
It's hard to tell them apart, but you can obviously tell them apart, yeah. Call to a good
I know, right?
Not from you, I wouldn't expect that.
Take care.